We're back at syndicatednews.net talking to Blanca Vasquez. Blanca, are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Welcome to Tell Me. So tell me about your experience doing bilingual children's theater.
My name is Blanca Vasquez, and Blanca Nieves, which is my first and middle name, means Snow White in Spanish, which is so appropriate because I'm an actress and I love kids, and I've played Cinderella and Little Red Riding Hood and Baby Bear in this bilingual children's theater company.
Baby Bear too?
Baby Bear, as in a little boy.
Oh my, what kind of voiceovers have you done?
I've been auditioning for a lot of TV and radio commercials, audiobooks, animation films, and animated TV shows like Dora the Explorer. And for some reason, they keep calling me in for boy voices, and I love it. I love doing character and cartoon voices. And I recently did a voice for a little girl on a Chrysler commercial that's playing on now with a black town and country truck, where at the end, the little girl sees her dad being hit by snow under a tree, and she goes, "We'll take it." Except I did it in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. What does it sound like?
She goes,
"Nos lo llevamos."
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, I've also played a teen. I narrated a book called The Secret Story of Sonia Rodriguez. Really amazing book on audible.com. You can get it. I also did the Spanish voice for an educational toy for Wow Wow Wubsy. It's a cartoon on Nick Jr. And I just got hired to record textbooks for kindergarten and first graders in Spanish, and that's a lot of fun.
I love it. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what type of work do you see yourself doing in the future?
Animated TV series for kids and adults. On camera work too. I would love to do a comedy about a New York girl, maybe living in a college dorm, kind of like the Wonder Years, where she grows up and has her first boyfriend who says, "What have you been living under a rock or something?" You know, like a narrator in her mind commenting the whole time, and she falls in love and tries to teach about her Latino-ness and her family. Hint, hint. Maybe something like that. Who knows?
That's very romantic in nature.
Yeah, I love romantic comedy. Love them.
So tell us, how do you prepare for an audition?
Research. Research, research, research. Being present. I research who I'm going in for, what the project is for, and all the character needs. I believe you also have to prepare yourself mentally, whether you read a quote and you simmer into it, or you put on your favorite voice and listen to it. It's great to just be in the mood and be doing what you're good at and what you love. And you just got to be honest with yourself and your talent. So I just research a lot and I imitate a lot.
Blanca, who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Kids, music, and Mel Blanc. I love listening to kids' laughter. It brightens my cloudy days. I love harmony and all kinds of music with drums, horns, piano. I love jazz. I love hip-hop. Music, I believe, is life, definitely. And Mel Blanc, the creator of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. My God, what a genius. I wish radio dramas were popular again. I'd be all over it with all my cartoon characters.
How interesting that you say that, because we are just now writing a radio drama and we're looking for ideas. Who knows? You might wind up doing voiceovers here.
Maybe that romantic little college dorm girl.
The canvas is blank. We're just now talking about it.
You never know. Sounds good to me.
Well, we were talking about music, and it turned out that John McEwen from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band joined us as our music man, and we continued talking, and then Richard Lowry joined us as a political commentator, and he's a Pulitzer Prize nominee. So you never know what's going to happen at Syndicated News, Net. You never know.
That's right. I always advocate for a lot of actors, and I tell them, you got to just use your community. Use the people that love you and believe in you, and you'll be surprised. All you have to do is ask, and people will say yes. They'll be on board with you.
I agree. The most they can say is no, and then I'll ask someone else.
That's right.
Blanca, where do your voices come from?
From washing dishes or being in the shower. I have a friend who stayed here a number of times when we were writing, and she goes, "I don't know, for some reason I hear this royal opera woman in the bathroom talking to a squirrel. Oh, I'm in the shower coming up with all kinds of voices, and I think I have to be busy doing something else for them to come out. Mm-hmm. I also love imitating, and all I have to do is hear one sentence or one thing on the TV, and I'm walking around the house talking to the dogs in an accent. And actually being around kids really gets me creative, and you'd be surprised, I come up with songs and monologues, and it's really cool. I just get creative just from being relaxed and being around kids and doing my thing.
It's interesting that you said it just that way, because I remember John Leguizamo had said that in an interview last year as well, that he was inspired by hanging around kids and just mimicking and listening.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite voice? Tell me.
Well, I have to say, as much as I love doing a little boy's voice, I love doing this Jewish lady from Brooklyn. Her name is Louise, and she's always nagging her son about getting married. And she says,
"Who was that? Don't lie to me, Benny. I saw a woman coming up the steps that looked like Picasso's mother. What's Picasso doing here? Is this what they taught you in the Air Force, besides emptying bedpans, I mean? You know, you should have lied that you flew helicopters or something more dignified to tell those Yenses in Florida. What the boy in his right mind joins the Air Force?"
And then there's a teenage girl from Atlanta, her name is Shonda, and she says,
"By the time when I knocked on the door, I was 16, and by the time you opened it, I was 17. What, you can't say hi to me? I don't exist, I don't have feelings?"
Complete with the teeth sucking and everything.
Yes.
I heard it.
And then the little boy, he's so cute. He's always complaining to his mother, and he says,
"I don't want to go. You can't make me go to my dad's house. I'd rather eat boogers than have to eat broccoli. Mom, I hate vegetables. Why don't you eat it?"
I don't know where you pulled that out of, but that's adorable.
Thank you.
Anyway, if anyone wants to hire this very, very talented young woman, she's represented by Susu Stanton at 212-989-3424. And if you want to see more of her work, you can also hire her through her website, which is at www.thecartoongirl.com. Blanca, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Oh, this was fun.